The passageway here is slime covered, and a stream of water trickles away from the door inside here. But it's just a trickling stream. To the north, or to your orientation, the right, there is a door that is tightly sealed and appears to be warped outward and wedged shut.
I investigate the door some more.
So there's like pressure that's causing this door to like bulge outwards towards you.
Now I know I don't mean to play the race card, but I'm a water genzai and I feel like there's a lot of water on the other side of this door.
I go, I see what you're trying to get at. And I roll up my sleeves and walk towards the door.
No, now wait, now wait, now wait. It seems as if it may hurt us.
You notice that behind you, to the south, there is a passageway that continues along.
Go down that passageway.
All right.
That way.
Further to the west, the passageway bends, going westward for your orientation up. And there's like a breeze coming from this part of the hallway.
Should we go towards the breeze?
Sure.
As you head towards the breeze of the end of this hallway, it stops. It's like a statue that's in front of it that's blocking it. It's the back of a statue, so you're looking at a guy's butt.
Is it a nice butt?
It's round. Like, think of Dom as 10 out of 10, perfect sculpting on this butt.
Why smack it?
That's
a nice butt.
It hurts your hand, and you feel a cold chill go over you. Like, there's something, whoa, what happened there?
I smacked it again.
Smack it again. Smack it again in the butt. Oh, like, even an even bigger chill this time. Like, now you're feeling kind of cold, kind of shivery.
It's cold in here, boys.
It's cold in here.
I'm telling you right now, you smack that butt, you will get cold.
I pick up a cutie, and I'm like, I have a special job for you.
Okay.
And I give him to Triven. And
the second he does it, throw him on the sculptor's head.
Okay. I'm getting thrown a lot.
Yeah.
I love it.
You throw over. There's no real dexterity here because you've just kind of been thrown. But you land on top of slate. And now you can see he has an ornate kind of coloring here.
So am I on his head or am I on that, like,
You're on the tablet. You've landed on the pedestal there.
Okay.
You can see the statue is outfitted in carved fine clothing, not real fine clothing, and holding a stone tray and raised arms. His eyes appear to be black gemstones because they are glistening.
I'd like to use sleight of hand to try and swipe one of these gems. How big is the gemstone?
It's a bit bigger than your eye, the scale of the statue.
It's a 14 plus 6, so that's a 20 to try and steal.
You pull it out, and as you pull out this gemstone, the statue then starts to slide and starts to fall towards you.
I'd like to use my feline agility and disengage to try and jump to the right of where it's falling.
Is JC trying to catch it?
Yeah, I tried to catch
it. You notice, JC, that the statue's starting to fall, and out of instinct, go to reach out toward it and hold it in place. Then you're able to land on your foot, cat-like.
Yeah.
On the ground. Oh, there's a big opening to where the statue is.
Am I still holding the statue?
Yeah, you're holding the statue with all your strength right now.
Can I push it up
again? You can push it back again, yeah. Like, you pull it, boom. And now it's back up facing against you guys, blocking the way.
Guys, it's crazy.
You pull the sword, it is a plus one long sword in fine condition.
I take my short sword thief off, and I put it on the statue.
Very nice.
Short sword in it, and I take the long sword.
So you take the long sword. So it's a plus one long sword in fine condition, made of laminated wood, inset with jagged teeth of obsidian, and deals an extra 2d6 damage to any creature of the plant type.
It's crazy. This thing only had one eye when I got up there.
You notice that there's a glint of the other eye that's fallen out of the statue as it was fallen over. Each eye is worth 10 gold GP each.
Oh, Trevin, do you think you could push that statue over?
I can try. Can I try to push the statue over?
All right. Make a strength check.
Whoa!
The statue cuts and, like, breaks in half from you tipping it over. You are now in this slimy hallway. There's a passageway to the right there. There's also a passageway down over here.
Can we go in the passageway to the right?